Before we jump into this episode, you know that I love collaborating with other business owners because the more we support each other, the more we will collectively grow. And that's why I want to tell you about an incredible event that I am thrilled to be part of, hosted by one of our wonderful podcast guests, Wendy Collier. You're invited to experience Ticket to Freedom in its 10th season. This free event is a virtual learning retreat with business building and spiritual growth gifts, where myself and a panel of other heart-centered, high-integrity leaders are helping you fulfill your purpose, grow your business with authenticity and soul fuel, and attract more soulmate clients without sacrificing what is most important to you or spending your life on social media. And you know I am all about all of those things. So head over to wendycollier.com/Kelly to save your free seat before registration closes on May the 7th. That's wendycollier.com/Kelly.
And I always point them back to their soul fuel and say, is this fulfilling your soul fuel? Is this an extension of your soul fuel? If the answer is yes, it's a go. If it's not, it's a no. So it makes, like you said, it's an excellent decision-making tool.
This is the Entrepreneur School podcast, where we believe you can run a thriving business and still make your family a priority. This show is all about supporting you, the emerging or early stage entrepreneur, on your journey from solopreneur to CEO while wearing all of the other hats in your life. My name is Kelly Sinclair, and I'm a brand and marketing strategist who started a business with two kids under three. I'm a corporate PR girl turned entrepreneur after I learned the hard way that life is too short to waste doing things that burn you out. On this show, you'll hear inspiring stories from other business owners on their journey and learn strategies to help you grow a profitable business while making it all fit into the life that you want. Welcome to Entrepreneur School. My guest on the show today is Wendy Collier. She is the founder and creator of Soul Fuel. She's known for helping women identify their unique skills, gifts, and purpose through Soul Fuel discovery, and teaches how to thrive financially through what people are meant to do inside her private and group coaching programs. She shows women how to get clear and confident so that they can profit from their passion and make a difference. Wendy is committed to equipping women to make money online by teaching effective and efficient marketing, messaging, and mindset practices so they can take a leap forward in their business and attract a steady flow of clients without ever compromising what is most important to them or succumbing to the pressure of keeping up on social media to grow your business, which is why obviously we connected and we are so aligned on so many things. I'm very excited for you to tune into this juicy conversation. And I also want to let you know how Wendy and I met. So Wendy's team discovered me somehow, some way, because I've been taking consistent action and getting more visible. And eventually that turns from like applying for things and reaching out and being the one always doing the pushing to eventually being invited to things. So I was invited to speak on this event that Wendy is hosting, which I'm very excited about. And we're going to have all the information in the show notes and talk about it at the end of this episode. But I just wanted to share that because sometimes we think, you know, we're taking action and nothing's happening. And you don't even know what it's creating for you in 2 months, 4 months, 6 months time. So keep going, keep at it. And this episode is going to help you reconnect into why you need to continue your momentum moving forward. It's so inspirational. And I'm very excited for you to listen. Hey, hey, Wendy, I'm so excited to have a conversation with you on Entrepreneur School. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So happy to be here. I appreciate you having me on.
Yeah, I'm really glad that we're kind of doing a collab. So in real time, everybody, this is like a fresh, not pre-recorded 8 months in advance, like some of my podcast episodes are, because we're talking about things that are happening right now, because I just had the pleasure of meeting Wendy and being interviewed as part of an event that she's putting on that we're going to talk about at the end of our conversation today. And I wanted to have an opportunity to bring you, Wendy, to my audience to talk about what you do and how you look at things differently, like kind of how you've created your own brand of how to be a service provider. So I want to talk about soul fuel. This is your coined term. Like, it's just so great. First of all, as a branding person, I love this.
Thank
right.
you.
So tell us what this means and how people can achieve this.
Yeah, thanks for asking. It's an interesting story, actually, as to how that came about. I get asked the question of actually how it came about, because for all of us business owners, we're always looking for the thing that will make us stand out or distinguish us from others doing similar work. And, you know, I talk about the golden thread, you know, something that you have that's kind of gold that's throughout all of your marketing. And I discovered what mine was very early in my business. I was very fortunate to discover it. And at the time, I was looking for a word that would capture what I stand for and what I'm really here to do to help facilitate in the lives of women and their businesses. And that is to really, truly, genuinely know what you're meant to do and what your spiritual assignment or your spiritual calling is. But the words life purpose or mission fell flat for me. It just wasn't working. I was looking for my own. I was looking for my own life purpose, looking for my own mission, took all the workshops, read all the books, got more confused than ever. I just couldn't nail it down. And in the meantime, I was stuck in a corporate job here in the Silicon Valley as a senior marketing manager and toiling away and, you know, really drained and unhappy. And it was because I couldn't clarify what my now what I call soul fuel is. So it became my mission to figure this out for myself and my friends, because my friends were in the same boat. We were all pretty early in our careers. Everyone was doing what they thought they should do by climbing the corporate ladder, doing the 9-to-5. And there's certainly some benefits to that, but there were big downsides. And because I was witnessing their suffering, also suffering myself, I became very determined to lay out a process and experiment and test the process to get it to the point where it was completely a proven process to help people identify their soul fuel. And so I did it first with my friends and myself, built on it, tested it, kept building on it, and ultimately created what I call Soul Fuel Discovery, which is literally you uncovering and discovering what your spiritual calling is. And the reason that I put the word fuel in all caps is because it's a very dynamic energy in your life and in your business. And it does fuel you and give you life when you're discouraged, you're down, you're even physically tired. It's a source of spiritual sustenance, if you will, if you like plug into it, not only reminding yourself of what it is every day, but also how it applies to all the different aspects of your business, to your sales, to your messaging, to your marketing, to your visibility, to your strategies, you know, how that looks and feels when you apply it in your business.
Oh, yeah, that is, it's so important. And how amazing that you've come up with an actual process to identify that, because so many of us go through life asking that question, or maybe we don't even ask the question, and that's why we're not fueled, right? Mm-hmm. So figuring out exactly what it is that lights us up, and I can see, I absolutely agree with you on the value and the importance of having that clarity, because as entrepreneurs, this is a stamina game, really, right? And so how do we get ourselves to keep moving forward on a daily basis, especially when sometimes things aren't going our way, we're not where we want to be yet, we're ambitious, but we haven't hit our goals yet, and we can get stuck in that feeling of, you know, we're not there. So we have to, you're saying, like, connect in with what our soul fuel is in order to re-energize ourselves towards making that momentum.
Yes. It really gives you laser focus. It's basically your true north. And it's really not enough to just want to help people, right? That's, I think there are a lot of women that I work with that's what they want to do. I just want to help people. It's not enough to say that to yourself, to energize yourself, because you could be tired. You could be tired of helping people, frankly. You might have a lot of responsibilities in your life. You're caretaking, giving to a lot of other people. And so when it comes to your business, you might think, gosh, I don't have the energy to do that. But when you zoom out, soul fuel is very much a zoom out, bigger picture, like what your soul is really up to right now in human, in your human body. It gives you this sense of something greater than yourself, right? So you're rising above the distractions, the noise, the exhaustion, all of that, to something that you are plugging in truly, I believe it is, into a spiritual source, which is eternal. And there's an energy there that really enlivens you, and it does give you that stamina that you need to continue.
So I mean, I can see the application of this both from a, if you don't know what you should be doing, how to figure out what you should be doing and get started, or from a, like a lens of clarifying so that you can like turn up your momentum. So do you typically work with people who are, you know, really tell us about, I guess, before I, you know, feed the question too much, tell us who you work, who are your best fit to work with to go through this process? Like, what qualifies them?
Well, honestly, I think everybody needs soul fuel discovery. Everyone, most people that I talk to, the vast majority do not know exactly what they're meant to do in life, in their business. They might have a general idea, but they need further clarity in order to really catapult or to get real traction in their business. So a lot of the problems that people encounter in business, I can point to not knowing their soul fuel. So it really applies to everyone. But I work with women from all different stages of business, whether they're just starting their business, whether they're pivoting, scaling, growing, launching, you know, switching to a different niche or a different industry. But the ideal person is someone who really is driven by purpose and knows that they're here to make a bigger difference and here to make an impact and really loves working with people and wants that depth to the work they're doing. And they want to feel that excitement and that fuel and that passion on a consistent basis. And they want something that can help them overcome the procrastination, overcome the resistance, overcome the fears and the doubts and the worries. And I've found that for my clients who know their soul fuel, and we in my work with them, we're consistently helping them to amplify it and unleash it through every bit of their lives and their work, that it does make a huge difference in breaking through the fears and concerns. Even in sales, you know, in sales, it's easy to get self-conscious. Mm-hmm. But this takes your eye off of yourself and the self-consciousness, and it puts it on the other, more other-focused and more on that bigger picture of what you are here to do, spiritually speaking, and what you are really up to through the work you're doing. Yeah.
Yeah, this is like paralleling so nicely with a framework that I have that I call the momentum framework. We talk, like you and I just had a conversation about, and everyone who listens to this podcast regularly knows that I always talk about taking action, but it's all about how do you actually get yourself to take action? And so the first step is to feel connected to what you're doing and why you're doing it. Mm-hmm. And that's kind of like where you're going really deep with knowing what your soul fuel is, because then when you have that connection and you can let go of your role in it, you're just seeing the bigger picture. Yeah. And it doesn't become whether you should. It's like you have to.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like this thing is pulling me forward.
Yeah.
You know, it's a magnet. There's also a second phase of the soul field discovery process. So the first part of it is the identification of your spiritual calling and putting words to that. The second half of that process is the monetization. It's actually taking a full inventory of your passions, your skills, your talents, your experiences in life and in work. And I have a particular process that helps you hone in on the ones that are most monetizable in a business. And then those point to your niche, point to your specialty or specialties, and then who your ideal client is, and then your high-level business positioning. Mm-hmm. So it's bringing together your spiritual calling with who you are and all of your abilities and all that richness of your life and the wisdom and the gold that no matter how old you are, like to this point, you have gathered so much richness, and it's really identifying what is most monetizable. I believe that you can be multi-talented, and most of your audience is probably very multi-talented. Mm-hmm. And multi-passionate. Some of those passions and interests really are meant to be, in my opinion, a hobby. And some are meant to be monetized in a business. So there is a distinction. And that's what the process helps with.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Sometimes, like, actually, when you said that, I thought of my brother right away. He has loved golf ever since he was a kid. He plays, like, golf really well, has won lots of tournaments and stuff. And finally, after, you know, getting his electrician certificate and becoming a tradesman, he was like, I think I'm going to try, like, you know, golf for a living. So he got his certification to teach golf. And after two seasons of doing that, realized it ruined golf for him.
Right. Yes.
So he didn't want to teach it. He just wanted to play it more. And, you know, sometimes working where you like to play ruins the fun of the playing. So that's a really interesting distinction too, especially when you're thinking of like, you know, thinking of if you're just at the part of, oh, I want to start a business. What am I good at? What do I like doing? These are kind of the normal things that we would ask ourselves.
Exactly.
But then like you're saying is, what is the best suited for you to monetize?
Yes. Because that's a perfect example of a passion that it would make sense. Like logically, you would think, oh, just take that and monetize it. Mm-hmm. Make it your full-time living. But that's why I created the Passions to Monetize process, because that sorts out why you shouldn't in that case. Like it would have, if he would have gone through that exercise, he would have discovered it's not something he should monetize.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, through the questions that I ask. And it's a kind of a filtration process.
Mm. Oh, that sounds so juicy and so good.
Yeah, it saves people a lot of time and heartache. You know, when you're trying to monetize something that you love and you're passionate about, but it's just not working, there's a reason. It could be that it's not meant to be monetized, or it could be a strategy. You know, it could be just that you're not applying the right marketing strategy, or there could be other explanations for it, but you want to at least rule out that this is a passion that actually I'm not meant to monetize. It could be a hobby. You can do it all day long on your own, but business is a different animal than just passion.
Can you share like one aspect of how people can, like what one of, maybe one of the questions that you ask that would be so promising?
Mm-hmm. So I feel like it's a multifaceted aspect in terms of like it needs to be, there's several questions, but one of them is, you know, when do you lose track of time? That's one. So what are you doing when you lose track of time? But that's not enough. So there's other checkpoints to know whether it's a monetizable. Another one is, you know, have others told you that you're as particularly skilled at this?
Mm-hmm.
Right. So are you recognized as an authority in doing this? And then another is, do you feel lit up and alive, like you could do it all day long? That's kind of in the lose track of time category. Yeah. So those are just some of the questions. There's a few more to hone in on that, but it includes your own internal experience with it and your own and the external feedback that's coming in.
Yeah, those are great questions. That would be a really great start of a journal entry for those listening.
Yeah, definitely.
And sometimes, you know, I feel like as we go on in time, so if we've decided what our business is and we're pushing forward and we, you know, struggle to get it off the ground, or something goes really good and then all of a sudden you lose a client and then your financial situation is not as good as it was, or whatever turmoil happens to you, which will happen probably multiple times as you move forward in your business, it's nice to have something to connect back to. Like, and often it is, and I'm saying just like in quotation marks, but it's a belief in yourself and a confidence that comes from a deeper knowing that you are on the right path, right? We're just looking for more reassurance that we're on the right path, doing the right thing that keeps us going on doing it.
Yeah. Yeah, belief, it's huge. It's really huge. That's why I think everything comes back to Soul Fuel, because if you, that helps strengthen your belief. I mean, it gives you the belief. There's crystal clarity in that process where you are certain. I even have a litmus test to check against to make sure it's 100% clear. And then when you're that clear, like it, you do become far more unstoppable than you could be otherwise.
Yeah, absolutely. Decisive, right? Because mm-hmm. you know you have something that's guiding you. Like, I love the idea of litmus test. And this is like everything you're saying is very much, it's about uncovering your unique brand,
mm-hmm.
right?
Right.
And so having that litmus test to filter all decisions through, decisions
yes.
about not only what kind of marketing should I do, what kind of client should I work with, but what kind of way should I deliver my work,
mm-hmm.
right?
Like, yes.
Like, so that's all part of your profitability section
mm-hmm.
that you were talking about. So, I'm following. I'm picking up what you're putting down. I'm loving it. And it's so important because, you know, we just have those questions like, where do we start and how do mm-hmm. I keep going and how do I know I'm on the right path? And
yes.
All of that, that's playing in the background because, you know, some people are like, oh, I need to check my data. Like,
right.
Oh, well, what else is there? What else is there to check in on?
Yes. I'm in these conversations all the time with my clients and they'll have a lot of questions about the details of what they're doing in their business day to day and decisions that they're making. Maybe it's something, you know, an invitation to speak or even just an email they're writing to their email list. It could be a social media post and they have some confusion around it. And I always point them back to their soul fuel and say, is this fulfilling your soul fuel? Is this an extension of your soul fuel? If the answer is yes, it's a go. If it's not, it's a no. So it makes, like you said, it's an excellent decision-making tool.
Mm. Yes. And how powerful and unstoppable you would be if you had that in your back pocket.
Right.
So I absolutely love your mission and what you're doing and with the work that you do yourself and also with this amazing event that you have put together for people to experience. So can you talk a little bit about Ticket to Freedom and what people can expect to experience as part of this event that is happening online?
Yes. Freedom is definitely a topic that I think most entrepreneurs connect to. And Ticket to Freedom is, this is season 10. So obviously it's been something that's stood the test of time. And this is a Soul Fuel event. It's sponsored by Soul Fuel. And what I've done is I've gathered 26 amazing heart-centered conscious leaders, including yourself, Kelly, yeah. to speak from their points of view, their perspectives on the best way to fulfill your purpose and to grow your business with authenticity and soul fuel and attract more soulmate clients, specifically without sacrificing what's most important to you, like your core values, your priorities, your personal needs, or without spending your life on social media, which I know you're all about, Kelly. Just minimizing that time or making social media efforts that we do much more effective and efficient. So, and through this event, bringing you these 26, basically they're trainings. And in each and every one, you hear some personal stories. You also get some practical tips, actions you can take. We're looking at the inner game of business and the outer game of business. So we go into the spiritual aspects and into intuition, spirituality, the energetics, as well as strategy. You know, we talk about some marketing strategies and business strategies in general. And then each of these speakers are giving away a free gift every single day. So you get 26 business building gifts daily that are either inner or outer game focused, and some of them are a combination of the two. So it's going to be a really fun event. There's an option to join a live community where you can engage with other female entrepreneurs, predominantly female entrepreneurs, and really connect and go through this experience together.
Fantastic. I can't wait for it to drop. You know what? Actually, we'll put it in the show notes, the details, because mm-hmm. I know that this is going to happen again in the future too. And there's mm-hmm. past seasons and there's maybe different options for people to engage. But so make sure that you are following along and that you go and register through the link that's in the show notes and you'll know what dates this is live and available. But this, like I said, this podcast is being recorded in real time and is not months in advance, which I'm very proud of myself for having gotten to that point for some of my episodes.
It's awesome.
Yes. So I'm so grateful that we connected, Wendy, and that you're putting on this event. I am particularly excited to check out the other speakers and to learn from them. And I think this is something that we all need to commit to regularly in our businesses is looking for opportunities for growth, to get new insights, to, you know, maybe it'll maybe trigger something that gives you an idea that that's your next, you know, big revenue generating idea.
Yeah, you could run with one idea. And if you, you know, and implement it and make some great money or some headway or at least gain some momentum. The speakers are all, you know, we've got best-selling authors and really leaders that are known across the world. I mean, this is an excellent speaker panel. So we're bringing a lot of quality to these conversations. I also like to take the conversations to the next level. So some of these subjects you've heard about before, but we're talking about it in a different and unique way. And then some of it is really new and fresh in terms of what we've discovered really helps to create change and breakthrough specifically for entrepreneurs. So there's some really cool like conversations around neuro-emotional coaching, for example, or, you know, just some really interesting ways that you can create those breakthroughs for yourself. And I'm so glad you're on it, Kelly. I absolutely loved our interview and I can't wait to share it with everyone.
Oh, me too. I'm very excited and I'm grateful to be part of this event and to share it. So please go and sign up at the link below. It's totally free to access. And enjoy and connect as well with the speakers. Don't just consume. We all love to know that you're hearing the things that we're putting out there, and we invite you. I'm speaking on behalf of everybody, like I know them. We invite you to make connections because you never. That's how you get to the places that you want to go.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we truly want to connect, and all the speakers do. They're pretty open door, you know, like yourself. You know, go into their DMs, connect, ask them questions. We're all in this together. No one's better than another person. We don't need to put anyone on pedestals. We're in this with you. And we want to help everyone to fulfill their visions and really live their fullest, most fulfilling life.
Amazing. Well, thank you so much for sharing today and for putting that event together and for being with us, Wendy.
Thank you, Kelly. I really enjoyed this. I appreciate it.
All right. We'll see you next week on Entrepreneur School. You did it! You just listened to another episode of the Entrepreneur School podcast. It's like you just went to business school while you folded your laundry, prepped dinner, or picked up your kids at school. Thank you so much for being here. I want to personally celebrate your commitment to growing your business. You can imagine I'm throwing confetti for you right now. If you enjoyed today's episode, please leave us a review, make sure you're subscribed, and let us know you're listening by screenshotting this episode and tagging us on Instagram. Head to entrepreneurschool.ca for tons of tools and resources to help you grow your business while keeping your family a priority. You can subscribe to our email list and join our community. And until next time, go out there and do the thing.